My name is Rebecca Watts, and I am a junior MDiv student. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. In Psalm 119, the lyricist extols the benefits of learning the ways of the Lord. Happy and blessed are they who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart. By guarding our hearts in God's word, our way is kept pure. By treasuring the word in our hearts, we may avoid sin. Our Father gives us his statutes to provide us with wise counsel. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. In Luke 20, we find Jesus in a similar rhetorical situation. Teaching in the temple, he told the parable of the vineyard and the tenants with his powerful coda about the rejected stone becoming the cornerstone. When the scribes and chief priests realized that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to harm Jesus because his teachings threatened to change the established order and their place within it. Rather than contemplating how they could change, instead they set a trap for Jesus. However, he perceived their craftiness, and being amazed by his answer, they became silent. When we make space in our busy lives to meditate on God's word, we are more likely to follow Christ in the way we respond in uncomfortable situations. Let us pray with the psalmist. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.